So call in any time during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
The police!
When Ham the astroturf says, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
All right, welcome to the Don't Mess With Us Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Oh, the conversation's off the air. That's right. I'm Paul LaVoy, along with Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, that's your cue, man.
Sorry, I was reading a text.
See, that's the thing, man. You got to do what I'm doing next month, right? I'm going up Central Coast, and after I make my way out of Cambria...
Oh, dude, Cambria's cool.
I was there last year. I'm going 25 miles north where there is no cell coverage, no network, no nothing. It's called Ragged Points, the entryway to Big Sur.
Are you going to go to Hearst Castle?
I did that last year.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to do Cayucos again, do that little cookie factory.
I went to Hearst Castle a couple years ago. Have you ever been?
Never been.
It is.
It's pretty amazing.
Blows your mind.
It's pretty
wild. In fact,
wild.
In one of the rooms we were in, there were tapestries, which you normally wouldn't think about tapestries,
right.
But they talked about them. And I asked the curator, I said, I know if you have to ask, you can't afford it, but like, what are these tapestries worth? And he said, they're priceless.
Yeah, they're from all over the world,
and they're like from the medieval times.
Right.
I said, no way.
He had money. He had money to burn.
Oh,
he almost had your money.
He does have money.
William Randolph Hearst. Anyway, the other voice you heard is Cindy Pierce. She's a realtor with the Jennifer Luzzi Group.
Love those guys.
Keller Williams Realty. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome back. I can't believe you're having us again.
Right.
That's the big deal. Now, Hearst Castle. You know, here's the thing to consider, though, Chad. They, you know, the roads there down to Highway 1 at that time probably were dirt in the 20s and 30s. We're talking F. Scott Fitzgerald days here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how did they get all of those building materials up that big hill?
How'd they build the pyramids?
It's crazy.
Correct.
And the fountains and the tile work.
Oh, gosh, crazy.
From an architectural perspective, it is pretty awesome.
That's obscene money.
That was just the first tour. I was thinking about doing the one with the, there's an architect tour that, you know, you get it from her perspective. He hired a female architect.
Yeah.
And it was warm the day I went, and then the pool, there's an indoor pool.
The Nautilus pools.
Come
on.
It's just wild.
Yeah. I've tried it this way. I'd like to try it that way. I need more people to call Mojave Mortgage because I need to build a handsome castle.
But I'm going north of that. To Ragged Point.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there.
It's like the gateway to Big Sur. And,
love it up there.
Be there for a couple days, come back, spend a day here, and then go to see the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks.
Nice.
With Shohei Ohtani will be in town, so that'll be cool.
And, is that a friend of yours?
Yeah, from Japan.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
we pal around. I used to place bets for him, in fact. So. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Our number, 928-854-5687, 928-854-5687. KNTR, and you know, kind of jealous because the person I'm going with is, well, her mother is fading, but She'll be in Graceland from between now and next Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
So she's visiting Graceland. That's like, you're not my friend anymore.
Yeah, right. Mama.
You know, that's right, Mama.
Visited there 10 years ago.
That's all right, Mama. That's all right for you.
I mean, I've been to Graceland. Why are we talking about travel?
Have you?
I have.
It's summer. That's why.
I have. And actually,
what is that like?
Here's one of the things.
Amazing.
What's better, Hearst Castle or Graceland?
I found Graceland to be more, entertaining as far as, because I'm a music guy.
And you picture the king walking around,
well,
right?
Well, Graceland in and of itself is really not,
it's
not that big.
That's what I've heard.
But here's the thing I took away from Graceland that actually, and I'll share a story because it actually kind of changed the way I look at things. There is a room or a hallway, if you will, it's got to be 50 yards long. And in that hallway, if you remember this, were all those checks, right? And they were checks that were actually written by Elvis to local charities.
What?
In his hometown. And I thought about that. That was the biggest takeaway for me, to be honest.
Wow.
And it's like, this guy was,
wait, he had him framed in a hallway?
The hall, it's got to be 50 yards long. And it is, they're in cases, if you will. They're behind glass.
Yeah.
But they were individual checks to local charities, churches, boys groups, girls groups, Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of them. And that was my biggest takeaway because if you think about it, the community, right? Memphis. He gave more to Memphis probably than any other individual person. And this was years ago when I was there, but that stuck with me. And I said, You got to give, no matter how successful you are, you have to give back to your community.
It's not just that, but from a grant writer's perspective, there's a saying, right? They can't say no if you don't ask.
That's true.
Can you imagine going up to Elvis and asking him for money?
I don't think
hey, man, I need to have a gym bill.
I don't think they had to ask.
I don't think they had to ask.
No?
I think he did it because he had
maybe
a sense.
Maybe so.
I obviously didn't know Elvis Presley, but I think he had a sense of community. And the reason I tell that story is you think about Havasu, right?
Yeah.
And we've had decent success.
A lot of givers here.
But I always make sure that I keep my money here. I keep, your big box shops, they don't sponsor the local Little League.
Nope.
But I have pictures and trophies in my office. Anybody that wants to come by, I have pictures of teams that I've sponsored.
It's pretty cool, baby.
It is, yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah, Mama.
I've seen him, baby. He's the real deal over here.
So you're in all of
and he drives the he drives the circle rocket.
Yeah,
you should
Mama.
See this thing.
Vroom, vroom. So
save us, please, Cindy. Please save us. What do you have for numbers?
Well, it depends on what you want. Right now we have, and we always look at the numbers every single day. Current single-family residences are 410. Last month when I was here with you guys, we're at 414. Average days on the market right now are 54. That's for single-family from the day they list to the day they go under contract. As you know, not everything that goes under contract goes to the end, but we always hope for that.
54 days on market.
Market. Okay. So that's pretty good. We were running in the 70s.
Yeah, I remember. So it was like 76 or so. Yeah.
There are 15 single-family homes over the $3 million range.
Really?
20, yeah.
Oh, but 25, that's going to take Riviera in there too, right?
Some of them.
Wait.
The most.
Run that by me again?
15 single-family residences. Over $3 million.
Did they sell for that or are they
listed? No, they're active right now.
Okay.
They're active right now. Yeah.
Okay.
But, it's likely that they might.
They might.
The most expensive, we talked about this last month, the most expensive right now is not in the Riviera. It's on Powderhorn, and it's listed for $6.4 million. It's been on the market 57 days. It's 5 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, 24 garage spaces.
Mm.
And it's on...
Where's
one
Greeley? We need to put him in escrow on that thing.
One,
if I had Greeley's money, I wouldn't need yours, Chad.
The next one's not in the Riviera either. It's on Overland, and it's at $5.8 million. That's been on the market 33 days. It's got 4 bedrooms and 7 bathrooms, but only 14 garage spaces. The next one, comparing 24 to 14.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. Then the Riviera, it's $5.25 million. It's been on the market for 461 days.
Whoa.
Yeah.
461?
461.
So 1 year and 100 days pretty much.
Yeah, but that's not uncommon for
a house
that caliber.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I knew a friend that had a ranch that was on the market for 4 years.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, but it was...
Where was it located?
In California. Okay. Out in the wine country. So it...
Next to the Reagans?
Did they have a... No, that was up in
the Reagan
Valley.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Or it is.
Temecula area.
Oh, I'm talking about Casa de Ciel.
Yeah, no. I mean, a house like that is going to stay on the market for... Mm-hmm. That's not uncommon.
It's for the right person. Yeah. You know, it's not for everybody.
So we're going to do something new this month for this show. And we're not going to do it right this second. I'm not going to put you on the spot. But think about a property that you're selling, that Cindy Pierce is selling.
Okay.
The signs out front, it has Cindy Pierce's picture on it and that. Something that you want to feature. We did this with the Girl Power Hour also.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't listen.
And
to
I did that last.
Month.
It was I good. Did that last month, and Dawn came and videoed the one that I had.
How many really? Views have you gotten thus far?
Quite a few. I didn't look at them this morning at all.
She'll send you the actual backlog statistics on that.
Yeah, she was right on it.
Our social media has gotten completely out of control.
So we did that last month?
Yeah, we did. It was
what
six
am I
five.
Thinking?
Yeah.
Well, I've got another one, but it's not my listing. It's one of my teammates that I'd like to talk about today.
That's a teammate, man. Yeah. Teamwork makes a dream work.
That's right.
Nice job.
Yeah.
All right.
Watch, you're gonna get. You won't be able to walk the streets in Yuma. You'll be so famous.
No, you mean Barstow.
Yeah, Barstow. You won't be able to walk the streets in Barstow.
In Yuma either.
Yeah, or Yuma.
They wouldn't know me in Yuma.
Yeah.
So, what are we looking at as far as sales numbers go?
Let's see. What do I have? So, in the last 30 days, we've closed 121. In the last week, we've closed 14.
What's month to date?
Hmm?
What's the month to date number for sold? Do you have that by any chance?
Month to date. Oh, I didn't do that. Well, just the last year, the last 30 days. I didn't do
that. Oh, last 30 days. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't do from the first of the month.
Okay, so that, I mean, yeah, okay, so let's use an average. You got 60. Because
we're
got
doing
60 month to date, which means we're pacing.
Because we're, yeah, we're closing about 14 every week. So.
Really?
Yeah. 14. So that's pretty good. Like
14 a week seems pretty good.
Yeah,
no, 56 a month.
We've been higher than that.
For
but
one. That's one realtor, though.
Oh, that's
no, that's not. No, that's everybody.
Oh, that's everybody.
No,
yeah, that's
I mean not realtor, one office. That's Keller Williams, right?
No, that's the city.
The whole city.
That's like Havasu City.
Oh.
We
yeah,
look at all
but
those numbers.
That number is going to be skewed because at the end of the month is when everybody's pushing to get stuff done. So there's going to be coming into the end of July. Our pipeline is insane.
So are we sitting at 56 for June? Is that what you're telling me?
We should, be,
14
we should
a week.
Be sitting about 60.
Yeah, about 60 probably.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So then, so that's total sold. The average price and median.
Your average list price, median sell price right now is $430,000. There are five currently, just out of curiosity, I looked. There are five currently listed active right at the $430,000 mark. However, sale to list ratio. You're at 93.5% of the list price. So if you're looking to get that $430,000, the house is going to be listed for $460,000.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Sure it does. Yeah. Sure it does.
Oh, and the least expensive house on the market right
beeper's
now.
Beeper's over here. He's
sorry, you hear it.
Beeping over there, right?
The phone doesn't stop.
I know. It's
it
because,
doesn't.
You know, this doesn't either.
That's right. In the Mojave Mortgage duck.
That's it, right there.
Yeah. Now we have a real radio show because we got props. We need like a xylophone and a
things to ring.
Yeah, but we need this to drop out of the ceiling like Groucho Marx, right? This is your life. You had a duck.
Oh, did he?
You remember that?
Yeah. No.
Say the secret word, and the duck would fall down. And
oh,
had
I don't remember.
Word on
we
it.
Get
yeah.
we get a bunch of we give away a lot of swag at the racetrack, you know, and to the kids and stuff. And that duck, we made those little. They're little Jeep ducks, and the kid. Oh my gosh, the kids went crazy for them. It was awesome.
You should see what I have a bobblehead on my dash. It's Jack in the Box.
Uh-huh.
He's holding a soccer ball.
Yeah.
And it's and his glasses go up and down, right? But when you put his glasses up, there's no eyeballs.
Oh.
It's just Jack's head. That's pretty fun. Toys are fun.
Yeah, toys are fun.
So anyway.
Sounds creepy, no eyeballs.
And a little bit. But no, it's a bobblehead. You got to have fun with bobbleheads, right?
Correct.
So, Chad, what's happening in the world of mortgages? Are you offering new products? You always say I'm offering new products all the time.
Well, we do. We're now offering. I don't think I've told anybody. We're now doing chattel. I think I did talk about that. We're doing chattel, meaning personal property, homes that are on leasehold, things such as that. Park models. We're doing all of that now. We can actually do investment properties on manufactured homes. That's kind of a new product. Nobody has really played in that realm. We can do. Yeah, I mean, if you need a product, it's very rare that we don't have it. I was just approached today to start doing fix and flip stuff.
Oh.
I don't really play with that all that much. The only product that we're lacking, and if there's any bankers out there, I need construction. I've never been able to master it, so I need to kind of concentrate on that. So new products that are like, you know, mind blowing that need to be announced? No. I know that that's probably terrible radio, but, you know, it is what it is. I'd rather not say we have something great when we don't.
Well, I think the toughest thing is when you've got a manufactured home that's a bit older and it's been added onto, most lenders won't loan on that. Do you finance those?
We will, as long as it's permitted.
Okay.
That's one of the things. Well, they have an unpermitted addition. I can't help you. There's very few that will do that. We do have the ability to do pre-76. The only caveat and downside to that is the down payment requirements. It's typically 35%, and it doesn't matter if it's been moved. We can do it.
Oh, really? Yeah. So that's usually a caveat too.
But when we have somebody for, you know, like a first time home buyer that's looking to purchase their home, they don't have 35% down. I mean, it just is what it is. And I'm not throwing shade. It's just, you're looking at FHA products and things such as that. Or, you know, you can't do VA. Did you know that you can do a manufactured home on VA even if it has been moved one time?
Oh, no, I didn't know
that.
There
you go. See, I brought something today.
You did.
You did.
Because that was always a big no-no, as if it's been moved.
VA, you can do it if it's been moved one time.
Okay. So, doing the two shows between here and Bullhead, you know, the show with Sarah Juarez and, of course, your own Kay McCarthy, you get to see little differences, especially price in that. What's considered inexpensive in what's a good deal in Havasu?
$350.
Yeah, I mean, if you can find something
really?
For $350, yeah. And in Bullhead because for $350, you can buy something really nice.
Yeah, you get a lot of money, a lot for your money.
Unless it's riverfront, if you find those riverfront homes, those get to be very expensive. Holy cow!
There's some expensive homes up there because I cover that area also.
Do you?
You
go to Bullhead?
Bullhead, Kingman, Topaz, Golden Valley.
Wow!
All of Mojave County.
Really?
Yep.
So, what are the differences between Bullhead and Kingman then?
Kingman's way more affordable.
Yeah, Kingman's a little more rural, for lack of better words, I think.
It's spread out, definitely.
Yeah. You know, and you do have the river in Bullhead, and you're right across the river from Laughlin. Some people want that, some don't.
Okay.
So some people like, I've had people buy out Fripp's Ranch and up on the Wallapies, that area, that's really nice areas up in Kingman.
Mm-hmm. You've seen my favorite movie, right? Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead.
Oh. I have not.
With Anthony Garcia.
Never seen it.
Garcia. Yeah. It's not Anthony. It's, I can't remember. Anyway, it says, there's one part of the movie, it says, who owns a boat in Denver, right? He has a boat he's working on. It's like, who owns a boat in Denver? Why would you own a boat in Denver? So why would you own a boat in Kingman?
To come to Havasu.
Yeah, they
come
to
really?
Havasu.
It's a little closer, obviously.
Yeah,
because
Meath.
Then you can go to when you're in.
I was thinking that when I hear Kingman.
Does
anybody own a boat there?
You got Meade and, because Meade's not that far. It's, an hour?
Right.
But you go down that, is it 63? You
Pierce
go down Perry. The backside.
93.
From Kingman.
On the 93.
And you can take off there at Catherine's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
Take your boat down there.
Yeah, or Mojave. You have Lake Mojave right across the bridge.
Right.
So quick question for you, right? You know that voice, right?
No.
Linda Ronstadt.
Oh. You know, Linda Ronstadt.
80 years old today.
Tracy of the radio station here looks like Linda Ronstadt to me.
You think?
Yeah. I always got a Ronstadt vibe from Miss Greeley.
Huh. I'm not,
Mrs.
I'm not saying no or yet. I'm not seeing
it's
it, but
eye.
I can, if I were to describe something, and I describe a lot of people like, this is your star twin, right? Yeah, that might be accurate.
It's in the eyes.
Okay. Wow. Look at you. Well, she doesn't want to be compared to Governor Moonbeam's former girlfriend, so I'm pretty sure. Right? Who was that? Jerry Brown, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
All right, little Linda Ronstadt. I'm going to play it all hour. I know, it's kind of weird, but...
Why?
Why? It's her birthday.
She did a great version of You're No Good.
I know the song.
And then Van Halen covered that.
Oh, God.
All right, back with more in a moment. 928-854-5687. You can join us on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
That's right. Excellent. And you can text us as well, 928-727-5566. I got a sample ballot right here, Chad. How do you like that?
I've been reading mine.
You know why it's right here?
Because you're going to talk about it?
Because we're doing a show that night. Myself and Ron Gould are going to do live election returns. Pretty cool, right?
Ron Gould.
Yeah. You sit there, I'm going to sit here.
I you know what? Every experience I've ever had with him has been very pleasant. Hey, I like Ron.
He's like the guru of government.
Yeah, he definitely is. Yeah.
I want to do one thing where we take a bill and I say, did Governor Hobbs veto this or pass this?
Yeah. He'll know it all.
He probably... Yeah, I want to ask the listeners, too.
He's a sharp guy.
We'll call a few candidates, winners, and those... who aren't winning or are unsuccessful. I don't want to call them losers. They went out and they did they got the signatures. They got on the ballot. They did the process. They took all the crap from you people for crying out loud. Can you believe how much mud is being slung out there? You don't have to comment. That was a rhetorical question.
This is an interesting election.
It's horrible. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. See that? You didn't even know that was Linda Ronstadt, did you, Chad? You better get your headset on or I'm going to embarrass you in a minute.
I know this song. I didn't know that was her.
He didn't even know we were rolling. Yeah, this is the Stone Ponies. This was before she was Linda Ronstadt, you know, hooked up with the Eagles as a backup band, that kind of thing. So those guys in the Eagles were her backup band.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's doing like I've Been Cheated and all that stuff. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And bonus, she's from Tucson. I think she lives there now. Not sure. Anyway, Speak Out broadcast. I know, fun fact.
Good and bad.
Broadcasting live from the Speak Out kitchen with no sink. This is the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
Oh, I love those guys.
Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and... Man, do they have good pizza. You know, Dallas fed us on the Girl Power Hour, right?
I heard.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him come through the door today.
I'm Buttercup, by the way.
Is that what he calls you?
No, that's what they call me.
Oh,
it's the Powerpuff Girls, right? You got Bubbles is K.
Is that what you call her?
Yeah. No, that's what Marissa did this.
Oh.
Marissa calls them the Powerpuff Girls, so I'm honorary Powerpuff anyway. Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo. Great pizza, sandwiches, and salads. Home to the Booby Dropper, Main Street, Lake Havasu City. Don't forget to buy local or it's buy local. And again, we're doing a candidates primary election night coverage. Not candidates forum, Paul. You've got to change my copy here. Or I read it. I'm like Ron Burgundy when it comes to that, right? You stay classy, Lake Havasu. All right. Anyway, we're doing a primary election night at 8 o'clock on primary night, which is Tuesday the 21st. And our guest on Speak Out that day at 11. What time does Speak Out start, Chad?
11?
Yeah. Good job. Will be Hildy Angus.
Oh.
Hildy's going to... be my guest on Speak Out that day, because she's not a candidate, but she's an office holder. So she's not running for re-election.
Oh, she's not?
No.
Oh.
No, she's kind
of... I knew that.
Playing it safe, she'll probably be one of those people you go and kiss the ring and get the blessing.
Oh, stop it.
I'm just saying. I'm kidding, Hildy. I know Hildy listens, too. So anyway, what were we talking about off the air besides nonsense?
Nothing.
Nonsense. Elvis. And
do we have... Oh, there was an Elvis...
Oh, Tracy brought that in.
Tracy brought in.
Elvis Presley in concert on Paramount. She says it's really good.
What's it called?
Epic
Elvis Presley in concert.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like a documentary, I guess.
I
haven't seen it.
I wonder if it's the one where he's at the International, with the Las Vegas Hilton, and
they go
into the rehearsals and all that, mm-hmm. and he plays Little Sister and then jumps into Get Back by the Beatles. It's actually pretty cool. Oh, we have a question on the... text line, 928-727-5566. is the Colorado River water shortage affecting home sales yet? It's a good question, but I'm not sure if it is or it isn't. I hadn't really thought of that angle. Did anyone want to answer that?
I haven't seen anything that's really kind of brought that to the forefront where people, when you're speaking to them, are asking potential buyers or buyers.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you, too.
I haven't had anybody ask me, or I have not had any of the loan officers within the corporation or in the company that ask, you know, say, hey, I had a borrower ask me about this. It's not something that I see here.
Well, now you've had one.
Yeah. So I can't answer the question intelligently in a broad stroke, but from personal experience, I've never had not one person ask me about it.
Just a side note, folks, we don't generally answer questions intelligently anyway. I'm just saying. But that'll be your first time someone asked you that. You can actually go do some research and see, hey, you know, has that, you know, I'm kind of curious now because we've seen some weird numbers adjust, those numbers adjust after the pandemic and that, and they just don't seem to have gone back to normal, have they?
Normal.
We can't shake our heads on the radio.
Describe normal because when pre-COVID, yes. You know, it was affordable to live here.
What was it, 140 a month?
For
140
what?
For sales, average. Single-family homes.
No, during COVID, it was more than that.
It was like 160, 180.
Yeah,
but before COVID, was more like 120, 140, I'm thinking.
So we're back to normal as far as sales, I believe. But the pricing or prices from what I've seen, we've lost. Not lost, because they're unrealized gains anyways. So we've had a correction of give or take about 18%. So that's good. That's actually good for us because it brings a little bit more affordability back. So the correction, but then we haven't seen anything go drastically down or drastically up. I think some of the numbers that we're seeing that Ms. Pierce has brought to us, where we're looking at, you know, there's 15 homes right now over 3 million. If you go back years ago when we were doing this show, if there was, you know, three over a million, okay, we're booming.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when COVID, when the pandemic or whatever you want to call it, it hit, then we saw those values, you know, rapidly escalate. So you have those unrealized gains, and to pull back 18%, it's not, you know, it's not that big of a deal. The biggest problem that I hear from realtors, and I'm sorry, Cindy, I talk to a lot of you all the time.
I don't care.
I mean, you know, so, you know, I ask these questions. What are you seeing with values? What's going on? You know, so when you come in with the statistics, it's actually one of the best parts of my month because I get to sit with somebody face to face instead of just on the phone. To get these statistics, what's going on, days on market, you know, we can gauge what's going on within our business based upon what's going on in your business, and I'm sure vice versa. Interest rates are very, you know, prevalent conversations when it comes to what's happening when I talk to real estate agents. And I've now put you on the text thread because I get updates, and when I see something interesting,
I'll
send
that.
It to you and Ms. Luzzi
and
others and say, hey, this is what's happening. The market is doing this. So because you're going to have buyers that ask, what are interest rates doing? It happens all the time, I'm sure. Well, what are interest rates doing? It's funny, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday. They said, well, what do you think interest rates are going to do in the next year? And I said, I can guarantee you they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to go up or they're going to go down. And he just started laughing. And he goes, I think you're right. And I go, it's been crazy, you know.
But have they really gone up or gone down? Not drastically.
Well, we're still seeing swings in the market, and I've said this before on the show. I hate to sound like a broken record, but, you know, 20 years ago when we saw an interest rate increase 3/8 of a point in a week, we were in panic mode. Now we're seeing interest rates increase, you know, 0.5% and 0.625% within 2 and 3 days. A couple weeks ago, and not to get political, but everything that's going on overseas with this whole Strait of Hormuz thing. Hormuz.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that word's mentioned, the rates go crazy. It's like, what?
Wow, just like gasoline.
No, it's nuts. And so, you know, I think a lot of the speculators and the bond traders it's all just knee-jerk reaction, but unfortunately it affects our market. So before all that happened, we were seeing improvements. We were seeing things going in the right direction as far as lowering interest rates, because everybody wants a lower interest rate. And then as soon as that happened, things got ugly again. So 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we were seeing interest rates on, you know, FHA financing, let's say. I know this for a fact because I was working on several FHA loans. We were seeing low sixes. Now they're mid sixes. So conventional loans we were seeing in, you know, 6.25, 6.375, give or take. Now they're at 6.75, 6.875. So we're seeing those swings, and they're moving all over the place. So I always tell people, follow the 10-year treasury yield. When you see that get below 4%, you better pick up your phone. If you don't, you're going to miss it because it'll be gone in about 14 seconds. And several months ago, in the beginning of the year, we saw the bond yield go down to 3.98, 3.96, something like that.
5309. Okay.
Yeah. Jenny, call me. if you want to be a rate prognosticator, if you will, watch that 10-year yield. That 10-year yield is going to tell you what's going to happen as far as long-term interest rates.
Are you a Smokey Robinson fan at all?
A little bit.
A little bit? Well, this is a Smokey cover right here, right? Tracks of My Tears.
Wasn't he Motown? He was Motown.
Oh, yeah.
Robinson
was
Motown.
That's
right?
A great version right here, though, too.
I've heard
by Linda
song.
Ronstadt. All right. Don't forget, folks, Joyride Auto Spa now open in the old Car Toys location.
Oh!
Speaking of real estate, right?
Yeah.
For now, customers can receive the discounted hand washes at $39 and watch the company's remodel unfold. Current hours are 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So there's somebody down there doing a hand wash
for
$40.
Oh, that's just
$39, and you got to tip them. Come on,
man. Is the drive-through?
I don't know.
Open longer than 2 p.m.?
I don't think you go through the one. That's all being renovated.
Oh, that's
I believe
not done
you pull
yet.
Up onto the lot and they do your car right there as you watch and then go, you know what? It's kind of warm out here to be washing cars. I think I better pull out a fin. You know what I'm saying?
A fin. Whoa. Man, it must be nice to have that radio star money.
Oh, yeah, big time. All right, back with more in a moment. Got the smartest man in the room, Chad Hansen. From Mojave Mortgage?
Let's not get crazy.
From Mojave Mortgage?
I am the best looking one, though.
Love
those guys.
Thank you. God, man, you forgot where you're from, boy? Also, Cindy Pierce, realtor from the Jennifer Luzzi Group, Keller Williams Realty, right?
Yeah.
All right. Did I get that right?
You did.
All right. Keller Williams Arizona Living Realty. Got it. What's Arizona Living? What's that?
So Keller Williams is actually the name of, we're international. Right. Arizona Living Realty is Mojave County.
Oh, see that? Look at the big brain on Cindy. Back with more
big
in a moment.
Brain on Brad.
Stay with the sun, speak out. You know what I like about this song, Chad?
How would I know that?
You know what I like about this song? Is I broke a heart. The backup singers are phenomenal on this version. Think about it, man. Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair. Right? It's a big
I don't
chair.
See any food coming through from The Chair either.
You remember when he would bring those stinky toes?
They brought a bunch of stuff
like
in that
jalapenos
one day.
Wrapped in bacon. Oh, they're so good, man.
Yeah.
That's the only real, you know, real jalapeno-based dish that I will eat and enjoy.
Really?
I don't like hot. If I can't taste it, then it, you know, it's not worth it to me. So, anyway, The Chair, also Mojave College, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place for Pets, Legacy Rehab and Care, and by A&B Propane, online at abpropaneaz.com. Check this out. She could like scream and sing and just, you know what I mean, at the same time in that. And she goes over several genres. She had a, not Tejano, but a Latin album.
Oh, did
that,
she?
That won a best.
Who she thinks she is? She Gloria
won a,
Estefan?
She won a Grammy with that album.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was much, 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 much later
that?
In her career. Because I'm an audiophile, dude.
You're worse than I am.
I know this stuff. Yeah. Well, I was going to play some, you know, like Dead Kennedys and that, but I thought, man, it's Linda Ronstadt's birthday. She's How many times does Linda Ronstadt turn 80?
Well, I would imagine only once.
That's all,
I'm sure she's turned 29 50
times.
I'm just
saying. I mean, I was a Cheryl Teague kind of guy, right? That's the pictures that were on my wall, but it could have just as well been Linda Ronstadt, dude.
Well, those are two different people.
Yeah, that was.
Well, no, Linda Ronstadt could have been a model too. I mean, she was a very attractive woman back in the day. So I'm just saying. Please get me out of this.
Yeah.
Do you have mobile home or any like prefab numbers, anything like that?
I don't have my mobile home numbers on here.
Oh no.
How many
million sellers?
Yeah, how many million sellers in June? Do we have that number?
I'd have to look that up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, we'll get there.
All right. Yeah. What happens with million sellers, Chad?
What about them?
They walk through the door?
How do you mean?
The buyers. Well, how much normally gets put down cash-wise on a million-dollar home as opposed to what's financed through Mojave Mortgage?
You know, there are pretty unique jumbo products out there. Anything over 830 to 750, I think, is the number here in Mojave County. So any loan amount above that, there are some unique products for jumbo buyers. A lot of jumbo buyers are going to typically be self-employed, and with a lot of self-employed folks, I mean, you know, you work the tax code, so you want to pay as little, you can depreciate. There's all kinds of different things you can do. So we have bank statement loans for jumbo, and there's some of them that you can do 10-15% down. Typically, you're going to see much higher down payments on jumbos. You're going to see, especially super stuff, when you're getting into the 1.5s, 1.6s. Those folks are going to come to the table with some pretty serious cash.
Dude, guess who's making this talk radio, not just listen radio?
Ron Gold?
No.
Dallas?
Almost.
Oh.
David Diaz.
Oh, David Diaz.
David,
how are you
there?
Guys doing?
Doing well.
Great. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. So I'm a big Linda Ronstadt fan.
All right. No, he's a big Grand Funk Railroad fan.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah.
The name of that album was Canciones de mi Padre, Songs of My Father.
No,
nice. Oh, good. Look at that.
You are the man. Was that album phenomenal? And it won a Grammy, right?
She won a Grammy, great album, and then she even did a Canciones de mi Padre too, but the first one was phenomenal.
I've never heard our vice mayor speak Spanish before.
Muy poquito.
Like me with French. It's just like me with French. I speak more Spanish than French. That's funny. Right on.
I wanted to call in and say that. I don't have a real estate question, but I heard that. I got to call that one.
Oh, Dave, thanks for calling.
Doesn't it blow your mind, though, being a Linda Ronstadt fan, that it is her 80th birthday?
Yeah, and she lost her voice singing, I think, about almost 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Anymore, so.
God, yeah, how sad for her.
They had a documentary, with, I think it was on Showtime or HBO, but, yeah, and her original backup band was the guys from the Eagles. Bob
yeah, we Lee. Talked about that.
Right. Right.
Yeah, good stuff. But
right.
Anyway, good show today. I'm listening well, and you guys keep it up.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks, Vice Mayor. We appreciate it. And, that's that band that has the drummer that doesn't know how to tune a snare.
Have we reached a new pinnacle when we have city council members call in?
No. You know what? They all like this show because I'm on it.
I
give them all a fair shake, man.
So I do have your numbers on the $1 million.
You do?
Yeah.
Nice.
Since June 15th, we've had 16 sale over $1 million. A couple of those in the $3 million area.
Well, wait, what?
So June 6th?
16.
So the last 30 days.
16 sell?
In the last 30 days.
Chad, that's the most we've ever had.
It's a lot.
Even with the Bobo, right?
That's a lot.
Eight since July 1st have closed. Over $1 million.
Holy cow.
That's a big number.
That's in 15 days.
Yep.
Yeah. What's the average?
Let's see what those are.
That's wild.
So,
the average sales price. Actually, I'm going back in all my notes. Believe it or not, I keep notes on this show.
We've never had 16.
So let me go back to September of last year. Only seven over $1 million in August of last year. You said this year, right now,
just in
month
the month,
to
16.
Date. This month.
This month, eight.
Eight. So in 15 days, we've closed more than what we did in August.
Is that
of last
because
year.
Of are the appraisals higher or
well,
is
if they're
it
paying cash? There is no appraisal.
Oh, I did not know that.
Million.
Unless they can ask for it, but most cash.
But I mean, they can't, these can't all be in the Riviera or in the estates. Are they?
See, one was in. Two of them were over in the Riviera. One was up in the foothills.
Foothills, thank you. Foothills. So I was thinking Laughlin. Sorry.
Going back to November of 25, only four over a million.
Yeah.
We went to, wow. And then in January, because we didn't have a show in December, so in January, 11.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're 8 months to date.
And two of those were over 3 million. One of those was 4.5 million.
That's
in the last 15 days.
That's incredible to me. But
it is. Isn't that crazy? That's wild.
I'm going to develop some sort of intro music to this, but I want to get Cindy's your feature home of the month.
Okay. So this is one of my teammates. John, shout out to John Mitchell. He's fairly
Wait,
new.
Not
to
John
our
Mitchell from the Nixon administration,
no,
though, right?
No, no.
Okay.
He's much younger than that. He's actually the newest agent on our team. I'm super proud of him for getting this listing. Mm-hmm. It's at 2713 Plaza Verde. It's in the golf course area, so it's got underground utilities. It's a three-bedroom, four-bathroom.
You said 21. What was the address?
2713 Plaza Verde.
Folks, you can look this up. 2713
Plaza Verde.
Plaza Verde. Mm-hmm.
And it's a three-bedroom, four-bathroom. Square footage in the home is 2,364.
Whoa.
Nice size home.
Yeah.
And the garage, it's got an RV garage with total garage square footage at 1,650. And it's on the market for $1.149 million.
But does it have a kegerator?
You can put one in.
Like Chad's garage.
I had to shut the kegerator down.
No.
I had to.
Dude.
Yeah, I found that I have no self-control.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when you're down there and you're working
on
stuff.
Cold
and,
and
it's cold. And I shut that down about a year ago.
No,
2 years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
See, it's been a while since you've been to the Double M Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Casa del Hansen?
Yeah. We call it the Double M Ranch
now. Oh,
you
do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been dubbed the Double M.
Well, you know, me and you in a meeting, that makes a meeting right there.
That's
if you
right.
need one.
Yeah,
so.
And unfortunately, a keg of beer doesn't go well with a meeting.
Probably not.
I'm just saying.
I was finding I was having too many meetings.
You can always air your feelings out
but
with
I
me.
Bet.
I'm good with that. You know, you can share.
I love you, man.
You can share. It's fine. Anyway.
I'm sure you came up with some really good ideas, though, right?
Do you have the cash numbers for June?
No, I don't have the cash numbers.
Okay.
Oh.
If right. I come next time, I'll be sure we have those.
We got to give her some notes, too.
Yeah.
We got to give her an outline or a guide.
I think she found out at the last minute she was coming.
I did.
Because Jennifer asked me yesterday, and I said, yeah, it's tomorrow. She goes, oh, my gosh, I'm out of town again.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What's she
and
doing now? She's probably in the Riviera.
She getting a pedicure today or something?
No. She just not here.
I was being funny.
Yeah.
Oh, ha. Huh.
Hey, don't knock a good pedicure, man.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I've had one.
Yeah. Really?
One or two. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Then
I
you
told
didn't
you.
Have the right kind
I'm Buttercup, dude.
Feet.
They really freak out when you start pulling Coors Lights out of your pocket while you're getting a pedicure.
What? Really?
Walk in with your own.
I've never so had I've that problem.
So I've heard.
I've never had that problem. Wow. So I have to tell this story. If you go on my Facebook, I made this really good salad. It was a really small salad, but it was good. It had really good greens and no iceberg. I'm really averse to iceberg.
Right, because iceberg's not good for you anyway.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
It's almost all water, it seems like.
Right.
So I get this really good salad going. I put cheese on it. I put the good Parmesan on it. And I got this, it's a little spicy Southwest dressing to go, you know, and
nice.
That, and chopped tomatoes, all fresh in that. I took a picture of it, posted it, you know, and there was a glass of milk sitting there, right? Because I was drinking milk with it. I had to dumb down this dressing. It was spicy. Super, it was real, I mean, I'm a wimp anyway, but it was spicy. So I dumbed it down with a little sour cream. Stirred it in.
Right, that'll do it.
And yeah, most of the time, but I put the milk there anyway, just in case, right? Brandon Bowers from the paper says, that milk with your salad? and then Suzanne Cosley, same thing. And I'm thinking, what's it supposed to be? A glass of wine?
What's a salad?
I'm like, It's milk. It's lactose-free milk. What's the problem here, man? I'm being healthy. Even when I'm healthy, I get crap for food, right?
Speaking of the paper, did you see the article on Dawn?
I did. Wow. That's kind of why I brought it up.
It was really good. Did you see that they misspelled my name?
No.
I didn't
get to read it.
I'm
I just
Brad.
Saw that the famous Dawn was in the newspaper. I thought that was pretty awesome.
You can't misspell. Wait, Hanson or Chad?
Brad.
Brad.
I'm Brad now. We were laughing. I mean, you know, people make mistakes.
I'm glad you mentioned your name, too.
What, Brad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I go by Brad now. Yeah.
There was a survey of names that bring out emotions in people.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
For women, what do you think it was?
Karen.
Mm-hmm. Karen. Yeah.
And Chad was the male one. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I swear.
Stop being a Chad. See? So they did me a favor. They've now dubbed me Brad.
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 Brad. Adiobox. Right? You like Adiobox. All right.
Adiobox. Wow, that's old Radio Shack days.
Yeah, it is. Mm. All right, I'm going to take this one up right to the top of the hour into the Sean Hannity Show. Actually, we're going to go into news, a short break, and then Karate Man himself. So thanks for being here.
Thank
we
you
really
for
appreciate
me.
It, Cindy.
Thank you.
So I'm happy she came back.
Yeah. It was a pleasure. Thanks.
Brad, thank you.
Oh, I mean, thank you, Brad.
And we miss you too, Jennifer, okay? Cindy Pierce from the Jennifer Luzzi Group, Keller Williams, Arizona Living Realty. Perfect.
Thank
All
you.
Right? And Chad Hanson from Mojave Mortgage. the founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. And he's no Karen, let me tell you.
Oh, I try not to be.
All right.
I'm a Brad.
We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out. Thanks for being here, everybody. And happy birthday, Linda Ronstadt.
When Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, I'll leave you. You kiss and hold me and you tell me, boy, well, that someday I'll meet you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.